You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today, Dr. Herbert Bailey continues with Winning with Wisdom.
Fourth chapter. Proverbs 4. Continue with what we started last week. Let's start at Proverbs 4. For the sake of time, I'll read it from two translations. From the King James and then the New Living Translation. Proverbs 4, starting in verse 5. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Everybody say principal thing. Therefore, get it. Get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her. Exalt wisdom. And she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee honor when thou doth embrace wisdom. Okay. And wisdom shall give your head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall wisdom deliver to thee. Continue reading from New Living Translation. Get wisdom, develop good judgment. Don't forget my words or turn away from them. Don't turn your back on wisdom, for wisdom will protect you. Love wisdom, and wisdom will guard you. The she here is referring to wisdom. Verse 7, getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgment. If you prize wisdom, wisdom will make you great. Embrace wisdom, and wisdom will honor you. Wisdom will place a lovely wreath on your head. Wisdom will present you with a beautiful crown. So we're talking about the value of wisdom. Another subject I've given is winning with wisdom. The value of wisdom and winning with wisdom. We gave you these definitions of wisdom, that wisdom is the ability to make the best decisions to produce your best life. Wisdom is the ability to make the best decisions to produce your best life. Secondly, we said wisdom is the ability to make decisions today that positively affect tomorrow. Wisdom is the ability to make decisions today that positively affect tomorrow. Another word that is used throughout the scriptures regarding wisdom is judgment. Good judgment. Judgment, the ability to decipher and determine between alternatives. The ability to navigate through options. The ability to make the right choice among many choices. That's what wisdom is. That's what judgment is. So we said wisdom is the most important ingredient to have whole life prosperity. Then we told you that wisdom is focused on future outcomes and future results. One of the characteristics of a fool is that a fool only thinks about today. Amen. So if you spend all, if you get your check the way I used to do as a young man, then let me honestly say now, a young fool, if you spend all your money today and then talking about, well, I'll just trust God that my rent will be there next week. But you pay, that's a fool. Is that a fool? Come on, it's foolish, right? Why? Because you're only thinking about today. So foolishness is only thinking about today without thinking long-term consequences. So wisdom is the ability to help you see down the pike, both positively and negatively. Wisdom is wisdom before you ever go through a class, before you even know the definition of hydroplaning. It's wisdom to slow down because there's a whole lot of water on this road right now. Some of y'all say, what's hydroplaning? See, you don't even need to know that. All you need to have enough is wisdom to just slow down when all this water's on the road. Come on, y'all ever see? I mean, you can't hardly see out the window. You slow down, and the folks who are really cautious, they got their caution blinking lights on. And they going real slow. And then some fool come by you. Zoom. Come on. Now that's a fool. And for those who don't know, hydroplaning is actually your car is no longer riding on the road. is riding on top of the water. Now, if you never even heard of hydroplaning, come, how many of y'all know that's wisdom? Well, why do you need to do that? Because if I don't do that, man, I'm going to hit a spot. And I'm going to need to brake, and my car going to go into a spin. Now, you don't have to have that happen to you before you realize it can happen. Right? Oh, that's so good right there. Wisdom makes you think about what can happen. Wisdom makes you say, now, if I do this, man, this could happen if I do that. Now, I really have to balance this because, and I've seen this in our church, and every time I speak this, I got some specific people in mind. I ain't going to tell you if you're in here or not. Okay? But every time I say this, and I say this not even because, not even, well, yeah, I did it too. But I was a much younger man. I can make excuses, y'all. I was young. I was young and dumb. But the older you get, the smarter you're supposed to get. Okay? But because we teach faith, and because we teach the supernatural, and because we teach God can do anything, you know, and because we teach supernatural turnaround, and because we teach that God can bless you with unforeseen sources, and because we teach that favors when God raises up somebody somewhere, use their power, use their ability, use their influence to bless you, because we teach that money cometh, some people think you don't have to have wisdom. And I think the worst thing to do is to operate in faith without wisdom. And every time I say that, I got specific people in mind. So much faith, very little wisdom. Lot of faith, very little wisdom. Years ago, when we were remodeling our sanctuary extension down on 3801 River Drive, God had given me this message. And we were supposed to be in the new part this coming Sunday. And we told everybody this coming Sunday, you know, it was going to be a big day because we moving from the little part and we renovated the other part. And so I was dealing with a carpet guy who was one of the best carpet people in the world. He was just totally unreliable in terms of time. And y'all ever deal with people like that? I discovered it ain't worth it. I discovered people who are gifted and talented, but have no character with their word, I can't afford to deal with it. They cause you too much stress. I'd rather pay more for somebody who I know is going to get done than somebody doing something causing me a lot of stress. And so it was nothing for him to not show up and call at 10 o'clock and say, listen, I just got finished this job. I'm going to come by the church now and get it done. So that's what he did to us. So then he needed help. We're there all, and LaPierre, were you with us? We're there all night with this guy, helping to get this carpet down so we can come in the next day. I knew I had an anointed message. I told Marsha, I said, I ain't going to be able to come home, get these clothes for me. I'm going to just, you know, sleep on my chair. Look, I don't think I had a couch then. I'm going to sleep on my chair in the office. And that next day, as anointed as I was, I couldn't remember a thought. Stuff wasn't operating, and it was a learning experience for me, because what I learned was I really understood the scripture that says we have this treasure in earthen vessels. I really understood that. Watch this. I understood that the anointing does not make up for you not having rest. I found out that the anointing does not replace some natural things I need to do for this body. Okay, watch this. God can give me a word of knowledge. Word of knowledge is supernatural revelation regarding people, places, or things in the present tense. Okay, and it can come. Watch this. By the impulse of the Spirit, it'll come into my mind. But if this mind is too tired to think, what the Lord's trying to give me through my spirit, I can't remember it. What am I saying? It's the same thing with wisdom. You having faith does not replace wisdom. So you can't do whatever you want to do with your money and don't plan for your money and spend it frivolously. Never save. Okay? Help anybody who asks you, regardless whether they good ground or not. and then just expect God just to provide. Everybody say, that's a lack of wisdom. Okay? And so I think it's so dangerous. It's so dangerous to have faith without wisdom. So you got to blend faith with your wisdom. I'm not even going to say balance it. You got to blend faith with your wisdom. I have told people now, you need to realize what you're doing makes no sense. And anybody who hears this would disagree. I said, the only reason why I would tell you to go forward with this, you got to know that God told you to do this. Because what you're doing, it makes no sense. 2 + 2 does not equal 5. 2 + 2 only equals 4. Now, if God told you he's going to supernaturally make up the 1, then go for it. Otherwise, 2 + 2 only equals 4. Y'all with me here? So you need to understand, and I always remind you this, when you're going to do things that don't look like wisdom, that don't make sense, you better know God told you, and you be prepared to walk it out by yourself. Walk it out how? By yourself. So I tell you, you need to get a job to pay your rent. And you say, no, the Lord told me to stay home and pray, and my rent going to be paid. I said, no, you need a job so you can pay your rent. No, the Lord told me my job is to pray. And if I just pray for the saints, he'll supply my rent. Okay, pray. Because we got to pray just to make it today. So you stay home and pray. Now, don't call me on the 5th telling me you're about to get evicted. I don't have nothing to do with that. I gave you some wisdom. Wisdom said get a job. You said the Lord said, so walk it out. Put a demand on God's word. Cry out. Stop praying for the saints for a minute and say, God, you told me if I just stay home and pray for the saints, you will provide. I believe you, Lord. Come through, Jesus. Oh, God, I need you right now. Cry loud, spare not, and leave the saints alone. Don't call nobody. Don't come by the church. Don't fill out a benevolence form. Don't ask nobody else. You said the Lord said, walk it out. Because what you did, what you're doing lacks from everybody else's perspective is there's no wisdom in that. So if God told you to do it, you got to be prepared to walk it out by yourself. Now, I'm not saying God can't tell you not to do that. All I'm telling you, understand everybody else didn't hear what you heard. You can't make everybody else hear what you heard. Amen. God told Moses, take your son up into the mountain and kill him. Mrs. Moses didn't hear that. Amen. She didn't hear that. I'm sure she had to sneak that boy away. There's no way she was a, you go tell mama this, I just want to let you know I'm going to take Chandler up here and we're going to sacrifice him because the Lord told me to kill him. And I got to convince her the Lord told me to do that. That doesn't sound like wisdom. It don't even sound like God. So you got to know what God said. So I'm saying you got to balance your faith with your wisdom. I don't know how I got on that. All right. So let me see, where can we go here? Or where do we need to go? Solomon sought after wisdom. We said wisdom is something you got to go after. Everybody say go after. The scripture we saw from Proverbs 4, it said get it. Get it. I think about that. There's a song by Mary Mary, it's your time. Go get it. Go get it. It's your time. Wisdom is something you got to go get. It's not just going to go fall. It's not going to fall on you. Some of y'all are here right now. You come to Bible study because you're like, I need to get wisdom. I'm going after it. You read. You study. You go to seminars. You get counsel. Because it's something you got to pursue. It doesn't just automatically develop. You have to pursue wisdom. So Solomon sought after wisdom. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 13. This is what Solomon says. He said, I gave my heart to seek and search out my wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. Now, when you study about Solomon, when you study the various subjects that we would call it today, he studied biology and botany and zoology and all the stars, astronomy. He just studied everything. He searched out wisdom, he said, concerning everything under heaven. Now, most of us, we don't have to search out everything under heaven. Amen. I'll be honest. I ain't trying to search out everything under heaven. Can I tell you this? You have to decipher, discern, and determine what you're willing to be ignorant of. Okay? I choose to be ignorant regarding changing brakes on a car. I choose to be ignorant regarding how to change the transmission. I ain't interested. Don't know, don't care. I believe God for enough money to get somebody else to take care of my transmission, or if I had to get rid of the car and get a new one. So watch this. That being said, anything that you're ignorant of, you got to be willing to pay for. Amen. Anything that you're ignorant of, you have to be willing to pay for. So you have to discern, what am I willing to pay for? I'm going to say something deeper now. This is real profound. The less money you have, the wiser you got to be. Amen? The less money you have, the wiser you got to be. You got to have good judgment. Okay? If you're going to take all your money, to buy this used car, you need more wisdom than somebody say, well, if this one don't work, just go give me another one. Come on, don't you need more wisdom? So the least money you have, the less money you have, the more wisdom you need. So you have to determine what areas of your life that you're going to seek out wisdom regarding. The IRS, most of us think that, you know, if you mess up on your taxes, you can just say, well, I just didn't know. I just didn't know. That's how the IRS work. Okay? So I'm in the business of church. I'm in the business of ministry. Okay? If I don't pay taxes on checks that the church give me, the IRS don't take. Well, I just didn't know. They're like, no, you in church business. You need to know how this works. That's how the IRS gets you. A lot of people think, well, I just don't know. He said, you're supposed to know. They have something called agency. Agency means this person works for you. And so there are bosses. I know a preacher. This happened to a preacher. A preacher I was covering one time, his church. Pastor Trey went with me. We went with him. He ran a tax business. And he ended up going, he told the people, I went down there to tell the people he pastor getting ready to go away. And he told the people, I got to go to camp. And so Pastor Trey took me down there. He went down there. And he wanted to go sit down. I said, man, we can't just tell people camp. We got to tell them what kind of camp. Because, you know, otherwise people think, well, you're going on the Appalachian Trail. I said, no, you got to tell the folks what happened. And the real deal, I mean, I believed him. I knew this guy. He had people, he was working out of Atlanta. He had a business in Tulsa. And he ended up going to jail for how the people in Tulsa was handling people's taxes. He said, I didn't know. They're like, you're supposed to know. You're the registered agent. So there's something called agency. My point is, when you're in particular fields, you can't afford to be ignorant. If you are a parent, you got to pursue wisdom on parenting. If you are a husband or wife, you got to pursue wisdom on being a good husband, a good wife. Amen. This whole thing of, well, I just don't know. Go find out. Pursue, press into God. I'm going to tell you something. Know why most churches, many churches don't grow? Because preachers, a lot of pastors don't realize I'm in the business of church. They're just good preachers. I know that baffles y'all. Man, he sure is a good preacher. He's a good preacher. How come the church don't grow? Because all he knows is preaching. He don't know about leading. He don't know about ministration. He don't know about organizing. He doesn't know about what I call the business side of ministry. Whatever field you are in, hear me. You got to pursue wisdom in it. I'm not in the music business to make money regarding music. Okay? That's not my livelihood. Brother Bigby, he is. He needs to know how this thing works. Can I tell you this? If you don't know how something works, you get ripped off. Especially in that business. Or any others. So if you don't know, how many times have y'all heard people, you know, these people get mad and say, you know, had a bad contract. And I didn't know, you know, why? Because all they knew was singing. I just want to sing. They don't know. No, you ain't in the singing business. You in the music business. This is an industry. Say to me, say, whatever field I'm in, I got to pursue wisdom. Now, Solomon did it for everything under the sun. You don't have to do it under the sun. You just got to do it for your area of endeavor, your area of assignment. Master it. Master it. When I was in the car business, okay, I was selling cars after I left my uncle working for him up in Maine. I was in the car business, okay. I always looked at, this is just always what has been my makeup throughout my life. I started off my first job working for somebody else. I had jobs before that. I worked for myself. When I was shining shoes, I worked for myself. When I was taking old ladies' groceries to the house with my cart at the ages of 8, 9, and 10, seriously, I worked for myself. So my first job working for somebody else was a paper route. So I started off doing the paper route. And then I realized there were some people while we was getting the papers to go deliver the paper, they were in the I don't know what you call it, the place, the office where we went and got the papers, they were just sorting the papers. And I said, I don't know, well, what I got to do just to sort these papers? And then I had some people, there was people who worked in the office that when the paper boys, when they had a couple girls too, when we came back with our collection, they counted the money and helped us to pay our bill. I'm like, well, what I got to do that rather than being out here in the spring, summer, winter, fall, in the heat and the sleet and the snow and the rain delivering these papers. And like I did, I got ripped off and mugged. I told you about that guy, broke off about, I was about 10 years old. Okay, and 11 years old, ripped me. And so I always looked at what I got to do to excel. When I was in the car business, selling cars, I sold Fords and Lincoln Mercurys. Well, I got on the internet. There was no internet then, so I'd be lying. Okay, I did some research, and I was trying to see what you got to do to own one of these dealerships. I had no idea, but I worked for this guy, and I understand he's passed away now. Guy named Jolly John. Who's the Chrysler guy here? The guy who's, I won't be undersold. He was the JT of Maine, but to a thousandth degree. Come on down, I'm Jolly John. I won't be undersold. I got to sell cars. Get on down here. Oh, I'll sell you any car. That was Jolly John. That's who I worked for. Okay? Jolly John. And so when I was selling cars, all of this, you said, you know, Jolly John's a multimillionaire. I had no idea. Now, what y'all don't know, most people who own major car dealerships are multimillionaires. And they get the franchise for that city, for that area. Okay, so like nobody else can have a Nissan because they own this. So they can open up other ones, but okay. And so I said, what? Multimillionaire? He said, and they said, yeah, man, he started off selling cars. I said, really? So I started researching, how can I become a car dealer? I'm all of 25 years old. Okay?
Are you making the best decisions for your life? When we walk in wisdom, we walk in whole life prosperity. Dr. Herbert Bailey explains how you can win with wisdom. Order this powerful series today. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for Winning with Wisdom.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.